Dave, what are your thoughts on this Winnipeg team? It always seems to be a very good game when these two teams play. Just a quick thought on their team and some of their players.
You watch them play last game. Obviously, they had a very good game. There's the young rookie they have, Laine, is obviously his stats speak for themselves. He's a top player. I really like Shipley. He's a good player. I've had him in the World Championships and with the North American team. I'm a big fan of him. So they have some good players. I know Paul, their coach, well. He's a good coach, so expect a real competitive game.
What did you notice about Laine, maybe watching in the World Cup, that maybe suggests it's not a surprise that he's affected the game like he has so far with his goal-scoring ability?
When he gets the puck and has the ability to shoot, he shoots and he scores a lot. That's what you notice about him.
It's his shot. I mean, he's obviously a very good shooter. Something you guys obviously kind of can maybe study and try to defend.
You got to be, it's just like any other team, you got to be aware of the players that are on the ice at the right time. So, but they look like they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. We feel like we're coming off probably one of our better games of the year. We played full 60 minutes, and so I think it'd be a real good game.
Dave, why do you think these teenagers are coming into the game and having an impact so early? I mean, it's not the case for everybody, but it just seems to be recently, in recent years, these top picks just slide right in. Why do you think that is?
You know what? First of all, their talent and skill level they have is, they're able to compete at this level. But the other big thing is the maturity that they have coming in. A lot of that is, they've gone through a lot of the hoopla of being a good player coming up between World Juniors and that. The NHL doesn't awe them anymore. They've been in top positions, and they expect to be top players, and they come in. The other thing is right now is a lot of younger players are getting more opportunity, and that's giving them a chance to show what they can do. When they do good things, they stay in play.
Opportunity from teams just out of necessity, or they're trending younger?
I think there is a trend there, younger. The skill level and maturity they have allows them to play at this level.
Last six games, has there been anything specific that's been better for your team compared to maybe those prior five?
No, actually, there was, after the first couple, we had three that were real good games for us. So the scores didn't come out. We lost by a goal, but we competed real well in those. So we've had a couple that have been up and down, but we've been real competitive in games other than the Anaheim game. There's some defending stuff. Our goaltending needs to improve. But for the most part, there's parts of games where we play very well, little lapses here and there. But for the most part, our team's been very competitive.
Back to Shifley quick, just what did you see when you were able to coach him kind of from where he was to, I know it's early in the year, but where he is right now?
Well, he's got a real desire to be a top player, and especially on the North American team where you got McDavid and Matthews, some real top players. He wanted to be in that group, so he's got a great attitude. His work ethic is really strong, and obviously a high skill guy, so just one of those guys. As a coach, it's a pleasure to be around because he's a good player and a great attitude.
Smith's been working. I know that. I think you mentioned maybe next week he would be back. He looked very good today. Just same progression for him?
Yeah, same progression. We're hoping the possibility next week when we go on that Canada trip. So he'll keep working every day here, and if he gets to the point where he feels like he can play, we'll throw him in.